Let's go. Merry Christmas, everybody, and welcome to the Snitch and Lynn's Christmas special.
That's right. We're full of Christmas cheer, and we're bringing it to you through the podcast.
And we hope you have a very merry, merry Christmas. This Christmas special is going to contain a couple of things. Off the top, what are we going to have?
We have a whole bunch of outtakes that didn't make this year's podcast.
That's right. There was a whole lot of stuff that we cut out for being completely and we're going to play that all back to you.
So that's not the general theme of this podcast. No. We're not lazy. We're not busy.
But there is going to be a part to it, though.
Yeah. Like every podcast, there is a part, which we just have to put there for filler.
Yeah, exactly.
Because people want half an hour to 40 minutes, so we just kind of like just make some shit up.
Put some stuff in there. Yeah. And on top of that, we cut other stuff out. So just imagine how shit that's going
to
be.
Can't wait to listen to this podcast. And we have a magical Christmas tale.
That's right. From Lindsay and myself to you, the listeners out there, to keep you warm this Christmas Eve.
Keep you nice and tucked in.
So we'd also like you to only listen to this podcast on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
No other times. And if we find out that you did, you'll be getting coal in your stockings.
Exactly. We want you to get G'd up for Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
And finally, we forgot one little segment.
Didn't we?
An interview with your friend.
Yes.
Our friend.
Hey, Lindsay, our friend now.
Friend of the show, therefore a friend of the fans.
Actually, it's a great segment because you actually find Lindsay and him getting along in it, because it's actually the first time you ever met him.
Yeah, it was. I met him at a club for like 1 second.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, hey, yeah.
He was very drunk though.
Yeah, and so was I.
Yeah, we all were.
We all, okay. It was
a lot of fun. Memories, huh?
Yep, good times. Great memories. Enough of the things that the listeners can't relate to.
Yeah.
Let's kick it off.
Snitch and Lynn's presents A Magical Christmas Tale.
What is that sound? Told Barry not to bring around the truck tonight. Man, I'm tired. What? Is that Jingles? What's he doing?
Merry Christmas.
How are you?
What do you mean?
What are you doing in my house?
It's the 25th of December. Who do you think I am?
I don't know.
I'm fat, chubby, red clothes, come down the ceiling.
Well, you're dressed like Santa.
Yeah, no, I am Santa.
What do you mean you're Santa?
I'm Santa, the Santa. I've come to do the deed.
Do the deed? What does that mean?
What's your name?
Well, Michael.
Michael, okay. Let me check my list. Michael.
Yeah.
And I'll see everyone there. There's a lot of Michaels here.
This is, you have broken and entered. You realise that?
No, Michael, I can call you that.
Yeah, well, you can. I just told you my name.
Well, yeah, okay. I'm looking for your name on the list to see if you're good or bad. And frankly, I'm being persuaded to the bad side here.
Well, hurry up and look it up then.
Okay. Michael. Oh, that Michael.
What do you mean that Michael? What does that list say?
You've been really bad this year.
What have I done? I've been charitable. I've given money to the needy. I even clothed this homeless man just yesterday.
Yeah, but it also says here, that you went down to the pub and got smashed and peed all over that homeless man.
I didn't do that.
And you only gave them money because you felt bad about that.
Look, it doesn't count if I don't remember it, because I blacked out drunk that night, okay? I don't remember peeing on him.
It also says here you flashed your bum at a lot of people when they were crossing the street.
Yeah, but that was funny, though.
It is funny. I'm going to admit it's funny.
Isn't that doing a good deed, though, if you're making people joyous?
Well, according to the list, the rules of the list, no, it's a bad thing. So,
well, the rules need to be updated, Santa.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't write the rules. I just enforce them. I'm like the police.
Well, that's great, okay? I mean, honestly, you've come here to tell me that I'm bad, so you didn't bring me any presents, I assume.
I got you this, this coal. Some coal.
You know, actually, that's actually pretty useful.
It's pretty good for
barbecues. I live in a cold environment here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Santa.
Well, light it up.
Okay, well, I will. I mean, you're standing in the actual...
fireplace. Yeah. Okay, let me get out. Present! I've knocked over the tree. Sorry about that.
Yeah, thanks, Santa. Oh, look out. Okay, there's a fire. Stand back. It's a light.
I'm a bit...
Oh,
Santa, you got a fight! Santa!
Okay, it's out. Oh my goodness.
That was a close, but you look different without your beard.
Well, you know, takes off a few years.
A few years? You look like you're 20.
Well, you know.
How old are you?
Around that.
Round 20.
Round 20.
You're 20 years old.
Yeah.
So do you never get older? Is that the deal? Or?
Well, you know, you make a deal with the devil and, you know.
Hold on. You made a deal with the devil.
Well, that's why do you think I wear red? It represents the devil. I live forever. It's the person who you least suspect, Muggle.
I'm seeing that, so you're immortal.
Yeah, I'm immortal because, you know, I've done a deal with the devil.
Okay, cool.
Even though I give people presents and stuff, really I'm kind of encouraging greed amongst them.
Well, this has been a very eye-opening visit, I have to say. So you've brought me coal. You've told me I'm bad. You've told me that you're obviously in cahoots with the son of darkness.
Yeah.
And pretty much just trashed my place.
Well, Muggle, that's the spirit of Christmas.
I don't think it is.
Well... I think
I'm starting to think that maybe you're Barry the drunk from down the road.
No.
It's you, isn't it, Barry?
No, it's Santa Michael.
Look, Barry, I know you. I've seen you growing your beard, okay? I've seen you growing it. I've seen you chubbing up on Big Macs down the road. I've seen your Maccas every night sucking down on milkshakes.
Oh.
Just so you can break into my house.
You've got me.
Yep.
You got me.
I have got you.
I am Barry. And, I wanted to bring some Christmas cheer into your life, Michael, but obviously you just don't want any of that.
Oh, Barry, don't be like that.
Well, you know, I tried. I put on this weight. I might have a heart attack any day now just for your laughter.
Well, this really hasn't turned out well for you, has it?
No.
You want a drink?
Well, that was the other present I got you.
You know me, Barry. Yeah. Look out for the dead tree.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's all melted now.
Yeah, go watch out for that. You know, it's quite a fire hazard, those trees.
You realise I'm not insured, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
It's going to cost a pretty penny.
You're not going to like what I did to your chimney. You're going to need insurance for that.
Hey, it's Snitchy. Hope you're enjoying the Snitch and Lynn's Christmas special. I'm just jumping in here because I realise we didn't do an intro for this interview with our good mate Brendan. He was on the last podcast doing a blender with Blendon, and he's back in again just to have a quick chat to us just before the Christmas break. Enjoy.
I mean, that's one of the answers that you really can't get wrong with. Because if you say, well, you're the funny one because you're Hamish, but you're... the good-looking one, because you're Andy.
Which counts for shit because you're on radio.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, they're on TV now, guys.
That's true. They're moving up.
Moving up in the world.
Mm. Well, maybe me and Brandon, because we're both good-looking guys, and you got the chin strap, so we have to...
What's wrong with the chin strap?
We have to let you go.
Oh,
no jaw, no TV.
Nah.
I like the chin strap.
Two strong jawlines in the studio, and one soft... pleasant jawline.
It's a demure jawline. I like the chin strap. You don't see the chin strap much these days.
Yeah.
No, it looks like you're wearing like a bike helmet. Just.
Yeah. Well, it worked better when I had a bowl haircut, actually, because it genuinely looks like a helmet.
I dare you to do that. You should have done that for Halloween. Just like make
just
it go
bowl
red.
It down. What you see, like this with this haircut, if you go in the shower and you just shower it down, it's like literally a bowl.
Mm.
And then I just...
Tell me more about your showering stories.
let's get on to a different subject.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we are.
But oh, okay.
We're not going to keep this.
Yeah, okay.
Just chat. Well, don't rule it out.
No, don't rule it out. This could be all right.
Don't rule it out.
See what happens.
Hey, this could be the best. This could be the part that gets us a radio show.
Could be, a few.
Okay, let's say, like, we, as a three, get a radio show. What's it called? Huh?
Well, I came in last, so I put my name at the end. Although I did.
Well, Snitch, Lins, and Brandon. Brendan.
Really?
Brendan.
That's the most creative thing. I was thinking Bangers and Mash or something. Chin strap, slight beard, and nothing.
And nothing.
Chin strap, slight beard, and nothing.
Come on. The best thing I've ever heard.
Wouldn't that be a great late night show on Triple J?
No. What about
glasses? Sometimes wears glasses and doesn't wear glasses.
Yeah. I like that.
That works.
Yeah. Or like the spectrum of glasses.
The spectrum of glasses.
That'd be cool.
That's not bad. Spectrum of vision impairedness.
That also works. Yeah.
Let's call it 2020.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. That's like it should be on the ABC then.
And if Lindsay forgets his glasses one night, he can't talk.
I can't see, guys. I can't talk. Oh, I'm breaking the rule.
He's not going to be the panelist for that night at least.
Where is it?
It's like,
where's the studio?
Turn the song on, Lindsay.
It's like, you're here with Lindsay. Oh, I'm over here.
It gets louder when I stand here.
Something's not right here.
Amplification.
Oh, weird. It's like he's never seen a microphone in his life. It's
pronounced microphone.
Sorry. My mistake.
No, you should have known that.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I trust the man that's got a waveform literally on his chest.
Yeah. I copped a lot of for this today.
Why?
You know what it is.
It's seismograph?
Seismograph. Come on. Snitch,
is that a thing?
No,
it isn't a thing.
Oh, it might be.
It is a thing.
That's with earthquakes, a little needle like
that's
that.
That's what I thought it was.
Well, it's not scratching like
a
needle,
is it? I'm going to rock your world.
Can I tell you a story about that?
Yeah, okay, sure. Here we go.
You remember, I was telling Snitch earlier, Lindsay.
Yeah.
I was confused by a group of academics as an architect last week.
Okay.
All these UTS lecturers actually thought I was an architect.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very much so. And I walked in, it was an interior design exhibition and architecture, of course. And I walked in and the girl that was showing me around, I said, I've been studying up on architecture and what have you. She's like, yeah, I hadn't. I had not looked at one thing.
For a second there, I was like, well, here you go.
And she's like, oh, yeah. And I was ready to just say a joke or something like that. And she's going, okay, what's that? And I've gone, that's a topographic map. It was. It was a topographic map.
And then, bam, cemented yourself as the architect.
I blew my mind.
Wow. You just did a classic Seinfeld right there.
You've been a topographist if you would do that. You're a topographist and an architect. You're the best of both worlds.
But I've never blown someone else's mind and my mind at the same time. Definitely not sexually. So it was a real new experience for me, which I really enjoyed.
That's cool, man.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's better than sex. Topography.
Topography.
Ooh.
said no one.
I'm semi-rigid now just thinking about those ridges.
Chubbing. I'm forming a mountain, I tell you that much.
Tell me about the altitude and...
Yes.
Was it?
Longitude.
I don't know.
Careful it doesn't erupt.
That's the one.
Isn't it a volcanologist?
Yeah, volcanologist. We try to be smart.
Volcanoes. Yeah.
What's the guys magma? Who are afraid of stuff? What are they called?
Stuff.
Yeah.
In general.
Like people who are afraid of like seagulls or something like that. They've got really weird names, like xenophobia or something like that.
Well, xenophobia is being afraid of different cultures.
Really?
Yeah, and people, different people from different cultures, yeah, xenophobia.
Yeah, but that's, phobia is the...
You've got agoraphobia, which is open spaces, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like outside.
Really?
Then you've got the in one, which is claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia, yeah.
And then there's also arachnophobia.
And that, spiders.
Which spiders.
Spiders, yeah. And that's all I know.
Yeah.
But thanks
thanks for
bringing this up.
Are we sponsored by the ABC?
I don't know.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking to Richard Glover. Yay.
Who is Dick Glover? I've never heard of Dick Glover.
Richard Glover?
Who's that?
Oh, dude, he's only the best broadcaster on 702 ABC Sydney.
Is he?
Yeah. He's my mum's favourite. Yeah. She has his mix CD.
Oh.
Any songs?
It's got way too much André Rieu on it.
Dead set.
No, probably not. I just thought old people were André Rieu.
Can they release talkback CDs?
No, it wasn't talk. It was like just the songs that he likes.
Oh, really?
I'm serious.
People are that.
I'm not even kidding.
So if I released like a CD of my favourite songs, people would buy it. That's what you're saying. That's the equivalent of who he is.
Well, you're not... on...
I'm not Glover.
You're not Glover.
I'm not a Glover.
You're not Dick
Glover.
You're
no Glove.
Okay.
You're no Glove.
Okay.
No.
You ain't the Glove, all right? Nobody's the Glove.
No one fits like the Glove.
Oh, no.
Does he personalise the mixtape? What's your mum's name?
Oh, here we go. All right.
Love God's in town.
Yeah. Might, does he talk like this?
No. He's on the ABC. Yeah. He's not on Mix 106.5.
So what? Don't make me look like an idiot.
There's been 15 hostages taken in Bosnia. Coming up next.
What's this? Tell us the story. You left on a cliffhanger.
What was the story? The was telling?
15 hostages in Bosnia.
I don't know. 15 That's hostages it. In Bosnia.
They more to come.
They were all sexy. Oh. were all sexy. Oh. Coming up next.
Oh, yeah, but she does have the mix CD and she's really been enjoying it on our new Pioneer stereo system.
So. What sort of songs are we talking?
Like just kind of.
60s, 70s?
Oh, not 60s.
Down on the corner.
It's kind of newer stuff.
Is that a song, Lindsay?
I think it is.
Down on the corner.
It is now.
I don't know. Lindsay just kind of
I swear it's a song. I've heard it at like a barbecue somewhere.
Well, you're the muso. You should.
I haven't heard that.
I heard it at the barbecue.
I heard it at the barbecue.
Had a lot of country twang in there, which I didn't care for.
No, don't.
Not a fan of country music.
No?
No.
Well, Lindsay's from way out west. So,
you're the same. You're from where I'm from.
Oh, where?
Yeah, you know, we are from the same place.
Yes, yeah, the overly defensive guy.
It's like he accuses me if I'm out west. I'm like, that's where you're born.
Not anymore.
Oh, look at you.
Changed my birth certificate.
Where is it? Where is it exactly?
Nah, it's not that far out west.
We live at Windsor.
Yeah, Windsor, that's not far. Yeah,
that's not far.
Oakville. Yeah, you're out of Camden.
Yeah.
Oh, Camden. Yeah. Camden.
I am practically cattle. I'm out very far.
Do you have cattle?
I don't have cattle, but a bunch of... have you ever seen a white cow?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought that was a really interesting fact.
No,
apparently not.
All these white cattle sort of congregate at the bottom of my acre.
Are they albino?
Yeah, they're albino cattle.
Do they have blue eyes?
I don't get that close.
Oh, don't go near them.
I have black cows. If we get those cows and my cows, then we can make
normal cows.
Dalmatian cows.
Cows already have spots, don't they?
Probably just grey, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Just bring down our dreams of having Dalmatian cows.
A grey cow.
I'm a realist. Yeah, I like to keep it real.
Yeah, well, I think the reason Lindsay asked you if you had cows is because Lindsay does have cows.
I just butchered them.
And he just butchered them to make his sausages.
What's that like?
I mean, I got a picture on my phone of me holding a huge chunk of meat. But it's like the best.
Now,
on Grindr.
Show Brendan.
On Grindr.
Yeah. That's my Grindr profile picture.
Then Kate comes on going, hey, do you have cows?
Oh, goodness. Let's have a... Oh, wow.
It's huge. Snitch thought it was the head.
I thought it was a cow's head when I looked at it from afar.
What was its name?
That's the trick. You don't name them. You don't name them. Otherwise, you can't send them to the abattoir.
You're very tasty, cow three.
Yeah.
Very tasty.
How's the meat going?
Tasty.
Is it good?
It's really good. Come around. Try it. Yeah? It's great.
All right, cool.
Windsor.
Oh, it's a bit far.
Bit far out.
Except the guy from Camden. That's very interesting.
Yeah?
Because I went to school with Germans that butchered their own cows. And... I could never.
Germans? Did that need to be in there?
Is that a bit xenophobia?
I think it needed to. They never showed it. Did you? They never showed any remorse.
From the cows.
Hmm? I'm just saying.
The Germans.
The Germans.
I feel like their culture.
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
Wow. So,
we're being mean.
Lindsay's got German blood. He's firing up.
No, I'm not.
Makes a lot of sense now.
I'm Welsh.
Yeah. he's Welsh.
We're both British.
Which is worse. Really, I mean.
No, it's not worse.
It's very plain.
The Welsh language, can you speak any of it?
I can say one word.
Yeah.
Moron.
Is that Welsh?
Yeah, it's moron is a carrot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I say moron, the word, it actually means carrot.
So when I call Snitch a moron, I'm calling,
you're calling him
a carrot
in Welsh.
Carrot.
Yeah.
There we go.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's insulting on many
the
levels.
Welsh language is pretty, it's pretty f***ed up.
Yeah, it's really long. It's like, it's almost like as bad as German. It's like really, really long, like the street signs.
Yeah, but the thing with German is, because I studied German at school, and it's sort of, the word you're saying sort of sounds like
yeah
what you mean, like you say ua, and it's like the time, you know, what hour is it?
Because they all originate from Latin.
Yeah.
Except Welsh somehow just appeared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand. Out of the hills
we'll put a W next to that C.
Yeah, that'll be.
And somehow people will read it and it will be fine.
I don't think that's what they thought. I think they just got the language and thought, you know what? We want to make this our own.
Well, here's a good question.
Get the W's, put them anywhere.
Just sprinkle them everywhere.
Just come
sprinkle
on.
Them. It's Wales, guys. We've got to have W's everywhere.
Wait, does Wales have the little omelets and stuff above?
Nah, that's
doesn't
France.
Have any of that?
Nah, okay. Doesn't have any of that.
It's not France.
That's German. It's German.
German does.
Those things.
No, we are too lazy to put the
W's in. Yeah, just put a dash everywhere.
I've got a question. Yeah. Because I'm Welsh, my grandparents, I call them Nine, which is my grandmother, and Tide, which is my grandfather.
Yeah.
And for me, it's always been normal. But what do you guys call your grandparents?
That's a very good question.
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I call my thank you for being so polite.
No, I just,
what a very cordial place to be in. I call my nan Nanny.
Nanny,
But I shortened it to Nan because I felt like Nanny was uncool.
Yeah.
I used to live next door to my grandparents for 10 years. So it'd be, and I'd see her all the time, Nanny, Nanny, Nanny. You're getting older. I'll just call you Nan.
I'll just call you Nan.
My grandfather, I called Da.
Da.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Now we're digging into the
culture
minds. So I thought we were just going to continue over me.
I was waiting for you to finish.
Where's Da from?
Da is the first thing I ever called him. So I went Da. And he's gone. He's obviously gone. Formed a connection
Bingo,
with that.
Yeah, buddy.
There we go.
And I've just been brought up that it's Da. It's Da. It's not grandpa. It's not pop.
It's
not
Da.
Poppy. It's Da.
That's
there
cool.
You go.
That's cool.
Well, I'm about to blow both of you guys' minds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Lindsay already knows this, but
I've probably forgotten.
Yeah, probably have forgotten. I call my granddad.
Yeah.
As you usually do. That's not the mind blowing part. But I do call my grandmother. I call her Marty.
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 As in Gra?
No, she's my mum. No, I've never actually made that connection until now.
Well, you have now.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is where I was born, but look.
In the Mardi Gras.
Yeah, in the Mardi Gras, which explains why I'm still on Grindr. And, no, but the Marty is spelt M-A-R-D-I-E.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Marty. And
is that her name?
No, her name is Venus.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
So why do you call her Marty?
I honestly don't know. We can't trace it back to anywhere, but
no. Yeah, it's
I just started calling her that, or someone told me to, and I started, and that's what it's been since then.
You know,
it's 24 years.
It started off as those jokes you tell kids at very short age. They go, "Oh, that's Marty. Go call her Marty."
And then you just messed up for life.
Yeah, yep. That's where it starts.
And I'm sitting on a therapist's couch, going, "I always called her Marty," and it is just getting to me. I cannot figure out why.
I'm very glad that this is your life doesn't exist anymore.
No.
If you were on it. Hey, so tell us a fun story. Why do you call him Marty? We actually don't know.
You just freeze on stage and faint.
No one's ever asked me that question before. Excuse me, I need to go to the bathroom.
Thanks though, Mike. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate that.
And then Marty's standing there all...
Yeah, she's all awkward and stuff. Yeah,
awkward.
No, but she's still alive too. Mike, she's still
Monroe's
kicking
a dick. He shouldn't have put you in that situation.
If this hypothetical situation has taught us anything, it's that Mike Monroe needs to learn some fucking manners.
Check your facts, Mike. Good Lord, embarrass me on live television.
Oh dear.
Oh man.
Give me the book.
That's
I'm just gonna read it.
Better job than you.
You'd think he'd do some research.
Is he still kicking around?
I think so.
Mike Monroe?
I honestly feel like he might have done something that might have embarrassed him that we've all forgotten about. Did that happen? Was there a scandal
I
forgot about?
I have no idea.
Because there's always people like that where you go, "Oh, what happened to him?" And then you go, "Oh, that's right. He got caught with a transvestite in the back of a car or something."
I think that was Hugh Grant.
Well, there we go. Yeah. See?
Hugh Grant.
Grant.
When was the last time you saw him around?
Grant.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well. Maybe. I'm just saying there could have been a scandal there.
Last time I saw Hugh Grant, in the back of the prostitute.
Yes, yeah,
in the back of that car.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
But Mike, he was on Sunday night. He did Sunday night.
Sunday night. Sunday night what?
It's called Sunday night.
Oh, it's cool. Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
He was on Sunday night. Yep.
Yeah. So, on channel...
On V. Yeah.
I don't have Foxtel, so I don't understand that joke. I've never had Foxtel.
So you don't know what channel V is?
You guys are dicks.
Yeah.
It's a real thing to do.
If this podcast is telling us anything, we need to learn some f***ing maths.
From the school of Mike Monroe.
We're sorry to do this.
I've never had Foxtel.
Oh.
I feel like I'm missing out on a lot.
I don't think you've had Foxtel, have you?
I have Foxtel now.
Do you?
Yeah. And I've got it on Xbox. Oh. You know, you can get a Foxtel on Xbox.
Yep.
It sucks. It takes like five minutes to change channels.
And it doesn't take that long.
It does. It's I hate it.
Oh, well, me. Yeah. I got Foxtel. It takes 5 minutes. Well, Brenda's never had Foxtel.
I've never had it. And I wish I did because I know people can't see you, but when you both said V just then, you roared in laughter and looked at each other like all knowingly, like omniscient, just like, yes, Channel V.
We know the inside joke.
Same thing.
Channel V.
Channel A.
I'm just lost. I may as well not even be here.
Yeah. Channel V.
Channel V, yeah. Yeah, Brendan, you have Foxtel, you never will. You don't make enough money to have it by yourself. Get your parents to get it.
Come on, you live in Camden.
I do.
Right?
It's hard to get.
There's got to be more things to do there than look at albino cows.
No, there's not much.
A great channel on Foxtel.
It's great.
It's a new reality TV show.
Yeah.
Albino cows.
Albino cows.
My big fat albino cow wedding. It's pretty good. This has been a pleasure.
Yep.
Yeah. But we're going to have to wind things up.
I said good. I didn't mean good. I've actually really enjoyed this.
I brushed right over that.
Someone needs to learn some manners.
I brought Mike. No, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, we really love having guests coming in the show.
Yeah, guests. Not you.
Not you specifically.
Someone knows about that. Yeah. We really like...
You kind of burn us with that good comment.
Other people.
Specifically not you.
Yeah.
But when people come in here, it's usually entertaining.
And you've reminded us of those times.
And next week, we're going to get someone really important and special to us.
You've left that bitter taste in our mouth. Let's get someone better next time.
And it's a pretty good one to leave it on. Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
It's a bloop time.
It's a bloop time.
It's bloop time. It's time for bloopers.
Michael, it's a slow news day today. Michael, it's a slow news today.
Now,
Lindsay, you're standing in front of the computer now, aren't you?
Yeah, shut up. I want not mic 7. How is there 7 mics in the studio?
This is how Michael runs the show. It's terrible.
You're aware who LMFAO are, right?
Yes. They sing that party song, Kraken song. Can I start that again?
Party Kraken song?
Can we start that again? I didn't see Inception for like 12 months after it came out.
Yep. And I've realised I'm like the king of this.
Which movie haven't you seen? Are you going to throw up? Do you need a burp or something?
I was trying to hold it down. I just started talking like a chicken. Like, I started going.
I was like, what is up? He's going to throw up.
Hey, I was wondering, would you be available to take that phone call?
I'm stupid. I'm talking to the phone.
Okay, hang on.
I'm talking to the phone of my girlfriend.
I'm a
big guy.
Turn to the aquarium.
Can you say that again?
God damn it. Don't point it out when I'm burping.
Mary. Oh man, slow down on the smoke, snitch. Oh man, something came up.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Now let's take another take. I mean, from the top. Oh man, that last outtake.
Ho, ho.
Man, so hilarious.
Yes, fantastic. You've been listening to the Snitch and Lins Christmas special for this year.
What a way to go out.
Lindsay, this is the very last podcast of 2012 for us.
Wow, it's been a big year.
It has been a massive year for Snitch and Lins. To finish this off, we just want to say a few big thank yous to a few people that have helped us out during the year.
Yeah.
One of them being Maxwell Skelton.
Thank you, Max.
Yeah, he's been a great character on the podcast. You might know him as Mickey. You might know him as Barack Obama. You might know him as the guy from...
Michael Caine. There we go.
About to say, the guy from Harry Brown. But you got it. And also Brendan for coming on for this podcast.
Thank you, Brendan.
There's been a couple other people.
Northie has jumped on in.
Yeah.
And our friend PC made an appearance for one brief moment.
Yeah, very brief moment.
And also my girlfriend has put up with a lot of crap.
Oh, yeah. There's...
A lot of crap. So thank you, my girlfriend. I'm not going to say her name again because she doesn't deserve any more attention.
Fantastic. And I'd like to thank my girlfriend who absolutely hates me mentioning her. That's why I never mention her.
Yep, don't. That's something you learn on radio.
I'm already getting in trouble for saying that.
Yeah.
Or she already texts me. She can feel it.
Ugh. Yeah. It's a bad feeling. But it's pretty fun for us at the time.
This has been the Snitch and Lynn's Christmas special. Like we like to say every year,
spread the love.
We'll see you in 2013.
See you guys.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlynn's.com.